Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Haslams put it out there. They think there are two options. One option makes perfect sense to me, and the other makes absolutely no sense at all. And that just makes me think that the Haslams are saying, yeah, we have two options, and this is what we're going to do. At least that's my thought. We're going to get into that. We'd love your thoughts, 216-474-0092. But first, win a pair of VIP tickets to the Great Lakes Collectors Convention. It's presented by Greeny Sports Cards, April 5th through the 7th at the Fieldhouse in Independence. And you can qualify for the grand prize. That's a 2023 Panini Certified Football Hobby Box with two autographs and three memorabilia cards. Just enter the word SKILLS, S-K-I-L-L-S, SKILLS. Do that by the end of our show at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win. It's all from Greeny Sports Cards and Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. SKILLS by the end of our show at 92.3thefan.com. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner today, Dan Menigan. Andy's out. He'll be back tomorrow. Haslam said there are two options here. A dome stadium in Brook Park. They're working to buy 176 acres in Brook Park. I drove by it the other day. It's an immense plot of land.
Yep.
And you heard D. Haslam, or if you read the comments, D. Haslam saying, hey, and guess what? 15,000 to 20,000 parking spots on site. Which, by the way, okay, let's say the Haslams are really nice people and charge only $5 per car. There's another revenue source.
It's the way they need to operate with this.
It's another revenue source.
Own the parking lot. Own the parking lot.
So they would have that. They own the land. They wouldn't pay for the entire construction of a new dome stadium. You can be sure of that. It would be taxpayers, municipalities, maybe some other private investors. You know, there would be some kind of combination, I would think, of public and private. And the cost, the number being thrown around is double $1 billion, yeah, which is what the renovation of a stadium would be. So let's just say, let's be realistic, $3 billion.
Yeah. And then that way,
let's be realistic.
Because again, nobody has ever come back after getting a cheaper price and been like, oh my gosh, I'm infuriated.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they've thrown that out. We're either going to do that, or $1 billion renovation of the stadium on the lakefront. That makes me think several things, Dan. First and foremost, it's this. Why in the world would anybody put $1 billion into the stadium on the lakefront? Why would you do that?
The only way you would do it is if it were Fenway Park, Wrigley Field, Dodger Stadium.
Lambeau.
I guess you could have said Soldier Field.
Not anymore.
Goofed that one up.
Not anymore.
But if it were something with that level of prestige to it and that history to it where it's become a part of a fan base and a community, that's where you dump the $1 billion in and do it and fix it. That's where it makes sense. You know,
That's where it's understandable. I don't even know if that makes sense.
Good point. Understandable is the right word. You're right. Brown Stadium isn't that. We all have a lot of memories inside of Brown Stadiums. They hold close to our hearts. Some of them good, more of them less good. So if that's the idea, then there's no point in renovating that thing. Just build anew. If you're halfway there, build new.
Does anybody have the feeling about the new Cleveland Browns Stadium, and I say new, the one that's there now, as opposed to the old Municipal Stadium? I had great memories at Municipal Stadium, but it was just a place to go watch a game. I mean, that and I loved that place. I did. I thought it was a great place to watch a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was a terrible place to watch a football game. But I had great football memories there. You know, the place wasn't built for a football stadium. This one is. The new one is built to be a football stadium and nothing more. And as the Haslam said, a dome stadium, they said, you can use it for more than 12 things a year, and it perhaps, like, just puts a whole new spin on our entire region. I couldn't agree more.
I know we're getting SummerSlam this year. That's awesome. That'll bring a ton of people into the city. That'll fill up that stadium and go absolutely nuts. But it would also be nice if you could get WrestleMania in there. It would be awesome if we could get the massive concert tours that come around so that we don't have to go down to the Shoe in Columbus or we don't have to go to Indianapolis to go see them. We can get the massive stadium concert tours where, yes, they are less than what they used to be, but they're still there and they're still great revenue sources. And then all of a sudden people from Pittsburgh and Detroit and all of those places start coming to Cleveland for it instead of us having to go to them. Like, this building does so much more than that. And by the way, for those of us, and I'm one of these who are in this camp, you could put natural grass in it. Put natural grass in it as well. Make it so that you can actually have the safest playing surface possible that the players aren't complaining about, that you don't run into the injuries with.
Are you putting it on the tray and sliding it out?
You can either put it on the tray and slide it out, or again, and I will scream this from the mountaintops, I have high schoolers growing pot in closets. You mean to tell me we can't grow a grass in a dome?
You're not helping with that, are you?
We need revenue sources, Jeff. I'm here for alternative revenue streams. But again, we could do these things, and we can't grow grass in a dome? Grow grass in a dome. Natural grass. We could do this.
No.
We have the technology.
No, you can't.
If you need proof as well, go see the new Real Madrid stadium that they built that thing with natural grass. That doesn't have the tray. You can do this.
Does it snow in Madrid?
It's a dome stadium, Jeff.
Does it snow in Madrid?
I've never been to Madrid.
The whole reason we have turf is because they tried to grow grass in the Houston Astrodome and it didn't work.
That was in the 70s. We've come a long way since then.
60s, actually.
Exactly. We got a man on the moon. Multiple men.
Yeah, that's great. Folks, what do you think? I understand the need for... let me rephrase that. Do you just want to go watch a football game? Then our stadium is fine. And it's so fine to me that you don't need to put $1 billion into it. But I don't own a football team looking for other revenue sources. And it's not the Haslams. Every owner in the league wants to drive more revenue out of their stadium. Everyone. And the Haslams probably think they're tapped out with what they can do in that stadium. And they may be right. That said, you just want to go watch a football game? It's a great place to watch a football game. It is. You go in, you sit down, you watch the game. The Haslams talked about getting in and out of the stadium. Is a $1 billion renovation going to change that? Of course it's not.
And how much of that renovation goes to the foundation, which we've heard numerous times is hairy?
It's still parked on a lake with no great road access.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way it's going to be. There's no parking there. It's parking all around the city. You walk down. That's been okay since 1946. Why isn't that okay now? Well, because the owners have 176 acres and they can build a dome stadium. That's the city needs to remember that now. The answer to everything is, well, the owners have 176 acres and they want something better.
Mm-hmm.
That's the answer to everything that's going on right now. Donald is in Richmond Heights. Donald, thanks for calling early.
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was wondering, growing up, when the Browns came back in 99, they said it was a plan to put the stadium in the flats right next to, you know, then the Q, now Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and Progressive Field. What happened to those plans for the city to put them down in the flats?
Donald, fine question.
It's a good question, and I'm going to give an answer that you're probably not going to love. because the owners don't own 176 acres in the flats.
I mean, but there's other sites that then, you know, offer, you know, like Orange Avenue. I mean, the city.
They said that,
they said
post office, Donald, that's the one you're talking about. They said that's not big enough.
I've said forever that they should bulldoze Steel Yard and put it right there. But
yeah, what about Steel Yard?
That's where I would put it. But again, the owners don't own 176 acres at Steel Yard Commons.
And access there could be an issue too.
Right.
Well, then I guess we need to build an orange line to get to the stadium out in Brook Park.
Donald, sold. It's going to get interesting.
I hope so. I'm all for the building up of public transportation and getting less and less cars, and we all take the train. Less and less bad things can happen
there's
if we
already,
take the train in.
There's already, you know, public transportation going to the airport.
Yeah.
How much more challenging would it be to make sure you can, you know, get off and walk right over to the stadium
if
there's a new
bad.
Dome stadium there?
Can't be too bad.
I would think, obviously, you'd have to do some renovating of the, you know, the highways to make sure a dome stadium there works. Because if you get off on Snow Road, that's not a real big access road.
No.
So they'd have to put more things in. But you've got 71, you've got 237. To the north, you have 480.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty easy.
It's pretty easy to get there. They'd have to expand it, and definitely that 71-480 merge, which has gotten better.
Yeah, would have to be.
They'd have to expand that a couple more lanes.
Anybody remember this, though? When they built Gateway, part of the big plan for Gateway was, and we're going to renovate the highway system all around this to make it work. That took 20 more years. It did. Rob's in North Olmsted. Hello, Rob.
All right, Rob.
Hey, I think the Haslam's got to do whatever they got to do to get a dome. Having an open-air lakefront stadium, that's outdated. It's not practical. Going to a game Thursday night, end of December, there's no fun in that. So I'm all for the dome, wherever they want to put it.
Rob, thank you very much. I don't know that Rob's in a majority there. I've watched football in a dome. It is a different experience. I don't think it's a bad experience. It's a different experience. On a beautiful fall day, gosh, is it nice being outside.
Right.
And ask the folks who went to the Kansas City playoff game against Miami, who have lost parts of their fingers and toes because they played outside and they had frostbite, and they're now amputating body parts from fans who went to those games. I know that's the extreme, right? I know that. But it happened.
And it's not this unbelievable home advantage that you think it is, because we are no longer in the days where you are bringing players in who are around the area.
There's no regional draft.
Your quarterback is from Georgia. Your wide receiver is from Florida. Your running back is from Georgia. Like, this, you're not grabbing people. It's not like you mystically put brown and orange on and can handle cold.
And I'll be honest. I'm from Northeast Ohio. I don't like the cold. Do you?
You're
from Wisconsin.
Yeah, a chunk of our listener base.
Ohio, since you were 10.
A chunk of our listener base takes off and heads to Florida for a chunk of the winter.
I think that by buying that land, 170-some acres, out in Brook Park, with two old Ford plants on it, that, by the way, are being torn down. At least it looks that way to me. There's other stuff going in there, but I drove past the other day going to the IX Center. They're leveling stuff. It's wide open. I mean, plop, there's your dome stadium. Leverage, Haslam's have it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big word out of the owners' meetings yesterday involving our franchise, and that is the Haslams saying, you know, we have two options for our stadium. Lease expires 2028. Could expand that lease a little bit if we needed to. But the Haslams basically said, we're looking at a dome stadium in Brook Park on the plot of land that we have an option to buy, 176 acres worth. Or let's sink $1 billion into the existing stadium that people have been saying isn't good since it was built. Does that option make any sense to anybody? First and foremost, does that option make any sense to anybody? Seems to me the Haslams just have purchased incredible leverage with that option for a dome stadium. But even with the leverage, Dan, does spending $1 billion to renovate the place on the lakefront that is tough to get to, and we've all been getting to it for years, it's tougher to get to now than it ever was when it was the old place. Because you had a parking lot right there. You had Captain Frank's. That was about it. You could just drive right down 9th, turn left, and park. It was easier to get to back in the day.
Yeah.
I don't understand the entire thought of even considering putting $1 billion into that stadium on the lakefront right now. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't understand why that would be the route that they would want to go. I could see, and hopefully the city of Cleveland is hearing this entire thing and sitting back going, okay, what other plots of land do we have that we could put a stadium on, that we could get the Haslams to be interested in, to keep it inside of the city of Cleveland? That's, if I'm them, that's where I am. I'm completely ditching the idea that we're renovating that thing.
I don't think that's an option.
It's just throwing good money after bad.
And let me throw this one out. You keep hearing, well, that's going to be the centerpiece of the renovation of the lakefront. I've been hearing renovation of the lakefront for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Is it that difficult? No, it's not. Except for one thing. You have an airport on one side. You have a port on another. You have all kinds of stuff. It makes absolutely no sense to me why you haven't been able to do that yet. If you wanted to do it, go ahead and do it. We've had decades to do it. Remember Mike Holmgren rolling out a whole plan? Hey, here's how we're going to renovate the lakefront. What's Mike doing now? Riding Harleys in Montana. It's not working. I don't get it. If you want to put a dome stadium somewhere else in the city of Cleveland, that's just fine. That's fine. But the Haslams don't own 176 acres in the city of Cleveland.
All right, a little bit of news that's just coming down
here. Poobah just walked in and he's smiling.
Jonathan Jones of CBS. Source to NFL on CBS, the NFL plans to play on Christmas Day again in 2024, even though the holiday falls on a Wednesday. This is a reversal of the league's previous stance. Christmas Day games draw massive TV ratings. Wall Street Journal on it first.
You know what that sound was?
The NFL
selling its soul.
Yep.
All right, we're going to get into that.
For the sake of TV ratings.
I'm going to get into that. Terry's in Cleveland. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing? I'm just baffled on all this. Like, you know, I don't want to move the stadium out to Brook Park. We're not called the Brook Park Browns. And I can see some people out in the suburbs is more convenient for them. But me, just like you guys said, they don't own that much acres here in the city of Cleveland. And yeah, it sounds kind of weird putting a dome on a stadium that we have. But me, yeah, I guess I'm that guy that'd be like, put a retractable dome and do a little upgrades on a stadium that we have, because I'm wondering, okay, our stadium is like 20 plus years old, correct?
Built to bring them back in 99, Terry.
Right. So, and I'm pretty sure that I just wanted to stay here in the city of Cleveland, no matter where it's at, put a retractable dome on there. But you know, the city, this will make the city bond together here in the actual city of Cleveland, and downtown will be ghost. It will be dead. I don't care if we do have our Guardians there and the Cavs, but you know, Browns is the top, the Guardians, and to me, it's the Cavs. And it would be just ghost town down there now. It would be very dead. And just to keep the city going like that and put more action to it, the rapid lines, we have to keep it here in the city, guys. We have to keep it here.
Terry, thank you very much. I'll argue with you on the ghost stuff, because you only use it 12 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sits there. It doesn't do anything. You didn't develop around it. You haven't developed around it. You probably won't, as long as it's sitting there.
Get a couple concerts that come down there during the summer. Maybe a, you know, again, a SummerSlam's going to be down there. That's awesome. But outside of that, I mean, what, it gets used 25 times a year? If
the
we're
stadium?
On the high side?
No, no, not even close.
I mean, if I'm saying high, between
15.
You think 15?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, because I know they do local, they'll do high school stuff in there every so often. They'll do
15.
Okay.
And that might, you know, the smaller stuff doesn't bring that big of a crowd. Now,
right.
Terry said about keeping it in the city of Cleveland. I think that's a really interesting debate in and of itself. And, for instance, the New England Patriots, they used to be the Boston Patriots. They changed the name to New England to capitalize on the entire, you know, area. And they're in Foxborough. Buffalo Bills are in where? Orchard Park.
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, I grew up in Summit County in the Akron area. I grew up real close to Blossom Music Center. To me, Blossom Music Center is a resource for Northeast Ohio. I don't think Blossom Music Center belongs to what used to be Northampton Township.
Mm-hmm.
The Coliseum was out in Richfield. They were still the Cleveland Cavaliers, and everybody loved the Miracle of Richfield. And maybe it's because I'm not from Cleveland. I'm from Akron. I've never thought that was a big issue.
Well, Levi's.
From a tax standpoint, I get it. I get that. Well, then step up, City of Cleveland. Give the Haslams a plot of land that appeals to them, and I don't mean like give them the, you know, ownership, but hey, we have 150 acres here, and we can do this here. I mean, there's a ton of space out off of Opportunity Corridor. Go build one here. If the city wants it here, step up. And if you're not going to step up, then don't get mad at them if they want to move it to Brook Park.
Mm-hmm. I agree with everything you just said. I mean, without question, that's the answer. Look, a lot of different... The 49ers are in Santa Clara. They're not in San Francisco.
And it doesn't there take are... away from the fact that this is the San Francisco team.
Exactly.
You know, and that's... I've always felt that way. And again, I have a different opinion of it because I grew up in Summit County.
Right. Milwaukee cheers for the Green Bay Packers, even though Green Bay is 3.5 hours away. Like, it makes sense in that regard. Like, you could be a fan of this team. It is still Cleveland. It still represents what you represent. Our X Men is powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always tweet the show at CLE Talking Heads. This point has been brought up by Michael, and I feel like we should just knock this out now, too. Why no talk of a retractable dome? If they build a new stadium, they got to go all in and build for both worlds.
Couldn't agree with you more.
The reason is, from what I have heard and from what I've been told, the renovations are $1 billion. If you wanted to do an open-air stadium, I think it's 1.5 brand new, if not upwards of 2. The dome is 2+. Make it retractable is like 3+. That's the reason why that one's kind of got thrown apart.
You know what Michael said, though? You're going to do it right. Why would you not do it right?
Well,
retractables, I personally think retractable is absolutely the way to go. That way you get the best of both worlds. And right now, just in case you're wondering, and I know that you were, let me double check my notes here.
Okay.
There are 30 stadiums in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Fixed roof facilities. In other words, it's not opening up. There are 5. Las Vegas, New Orleans, Detroit, Los Angeles. It has a roof, but it's open. The SoFi,
yeah,
you know, air blows through. It's like a canopy, but it's a fixed roof. And Minneapolis, so 5 fixed roof facilities: Vegas, New Orleans, Detroit, Los Angeles, Minneapolis. Retractables, there are only 4: Dallas, Indy, Atlanta, Houston.
Keep in mind as well, we did just have a baseball game get rained out post. Just canceled midway through because they couldn't get the dome shut.
Jeff's in Strongsville. Jeff.
How are you, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just found an article, actually, Jeff, you had mentioned this earlier, on Cleveland.com from May 2022. A look back at the 9 previous downtown Cleveland lakefront proposals that didn't move ahead. The Haslams are not bound by anybody in Cleveland to keep the Browns, quote unquote, in Cleveland. When the Cavs were out, side of Cleveland, we still called them the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yes, we did, and everybody loved them, Jeff.
Right, and quite frankly, the experience was probably, if we're being honest, was 1,000 times better. Why? In part because the parking was all around that stadium.
It was terrible to get in and out of, but yes.
It was terrible to get in and out of, but once you parked, you had a 3-second walk to get to a game.
And it was easy and clean. That's very true.
Correct.
By the way, Arizona also has a retractable, so there are 5 retractables. Sorry.
And my guess is you guys are talking about a retractable. It's probably going to add another $1 billion to put a retractable dome on. So that's probably the rate-limiting factor for that. But putting that in Brook Park makes complete sense. And I think that once people, and Jeff, you said it earlier, I've been to a MAC championship games for BGSU up in Detroit. It is a completely different experience, but it's an awesome one.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I think that people are going to embrace this once they experience it and if it's done right. And I have a feeling the Haslams are going to do it right if Cleveland doesn't ante up and find something, an alternative site here in the very, very near future.
Jeff, thank you very much for the phone call. Number to join us, 216-474-0092. We'll be talking more about this. We'll be talking about the NFL playing on Christmas Day on a Wednesday. We're going to talk to Mary Kay Cabot next. She's at the owners' meetings. Covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. She'll be joining us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.